能够来聚集我们。
And we thank the Lord that there is a day called today, then we can still encourage one another.
我们感谢主，只要仍有今日，我们仍能彼此来鼓励。
And we pray the Lord will put something valuable in that empty box today for all of us.
我们祷告，愿主今天能够在我们个人这个空盒里面来放上一些东西。
I trust that after the Lord's table, the box is almost full now.
那我相信在这个波饼聚会之后，我们的这个盒子好像已经快满了。
So you have missed the Lord's table, and we encourage you to come next time.
那如果你错过了这个饼杯的聚会的话，我们鼓励你下一次能够来。
If you have not have opportunity to gather with the body of Christ to worship Him before His table, we encourage to grasp the opportunity that is still available to us.
那如果你错失了这个能够与众肢体一同在主的面前来拨饼来敬拜他的这个机会的话，我们鼓励你能够来参加这个聚会。当我们今天还有这个机会的时候
，It's much easier to fill the box in that time.
因为在那个时候是更容易让我们这个盒子装满的。
I can only do a little bit.
我所能做的只有一点点。
So I encourage all of us to come together before the table every Sunday.
所以我鼓励我们每一个人都能够在每一个主日来到主的桌前。
And also come early.
也能够早点来。
If you want to get the box filled, you have to come early.
如果你想要让你的盒子被装满的话，你要早点来。
Because we need to prepare our heart.
因为我们要来预备我们的心。
So let's pray that we will treasure the time that we had together and we prepare for that time.
让我们能够宝贵我们在一起的时间，也能够为此而预备。
The more we prepare, the more we will be filled.
我们越早的预备，我们越早就能被充满。
Let's turn our attention to Psalm 121.
让我们一同来读诗篇121篇。
We want to share from to read from verse 1 to verse 8.
我们要来读第一到第八节。
I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, but where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forever.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你从今时直到永远。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1，
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1，
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Father, we are so thankful this morning we still have such opportunity to gather before you.
父，我们感谢你早上我们仍有这样的机会能够聚集在你面前。
We pray that this is the day that you can remember.
我们祷告愿今日是你所纪念之日。
We also pray that in this day we are encouraged.
我们也祷告愿今日我们同得鼓励。
We are encouraged by your table and we are encouraged by your words.
我们因着您的桌而得鼓励，我们同样因着您的话语也得鼓励。
We pray that we can trust in the Lord.In everything.
我们祷告愿在凡事上我们都能够来信靠主。
And we can trust you in all of our ways.
也在我们所行的道路上都能够来信靠。
So that you not only can direct our individual path.
所以你不仅能够引导我们个人的道路。
You can also direct our corporate path.
你也能够引导我们团体的道路。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们愿把这样的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We knew that from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 are called songs of ascent.
我们知道诗篇120篇到130篇被称为上行诗。
In Old Testament time, the Jews gather in Jerusalem three times a year to worship the Lord.
那在旧约的时代，以色列人一年三次要聚集在耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
As they travel from hometown to Jerusalem, they sung these psalms together.
那当他们从自己各家来到耶路撒冷时候，他们就在一起唱这几首诗歌。
And Psalm 120 was the first song.
那诗篇120篇就是第一首诗。
Describe the heart of those who took their journey according to the law.
就描述了那些照着律法去往耶路撒冷的人他们的心。
Although returning to Jerusalem was written in the law, yet not everyone obeyed the law.
虽然回到耶路撒冷是在律法上显明的，但不是所有人都能够来遵守这个律法。
Psalm 120 show us the reason why some of those arose and departed from their hometown.
那诗篇120篇就告诉我们这个原因，为什么有一些人他们能够起来离开自己的家。
In Psalm 120, the author of the psalm realized he did not live in the land of the milk and honey.
那诗篇120篇的作者他就意识到自己不是住在牛奶与蜜之地。
They live in Meshev and Kedar.
他们是住在米舍和基达。
It was this awakening in their heart that brought them out of their hometowns onto the way to Jerusalem.
那是因为他们心中有这样的一个醒过来，所以他们才能够离开自己的家，上了这条去耶路撒冷的路。
Brothers and sisters, today we live in a similar situation.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是住在相似的光景当中。
Have we realized we live among the lying lips and deceitful tongues?
我们是否意识到自己是住在说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头当中呢？
How many times we were told about certain things that turn out not to be true.
那有多少次我们一开始听到一些事情，最终却证明那些都是假的。
Lie is the tool of the devil.
谎言是恶者的工具。
From the very beginning in the Garden of Eden.
从最初伊甸园开始就是。
A lie is the tool of choice by the devil throughout the ages.
那历世历代当中，谎言都是这恶者最好的工具。
Satan is a liar and the father of lies.
撒旦是说谎的，他也是说谎之人的父。
And we live in a world where truth is no longer matter.
那我们所生活的这个时代，真理已经不再重要。
The open debates and discussions of facts are often censored in the social media.
那关于这个真相的公开的辩论，常常在这媒体上是被审查和晋升的。
Our country is more like Meshav and Kedar than like the land of milk and honey.
我们的国家更像米舍和基达，而不是那牛奶与蜜之地。
Therefore, in Psalm 120, the psalmist cried to the Lord and asked the Lord to deliver his soul.
所以在诗篇120篇，那作者他就向主来求告，求主来拯救他的性命。
May the Holy Spirit also stir our heart this morning to have the same cry.
愿圣灵早上能够来激动我们众人的心，让我们心中有同样的呼求。
Just as the psalmist examines his situation, we should also examine our situation.
就好像诗人在那里来检查自己的心一样，同样我们也需要来检查自己的心。
After 2 years of lockdowns, quarantines, and online meetings, are we still abide in Christ?
那经过两年的封锁、隔离、线上的聚会，我们是否仍然是住在基督里呢？
Christ is the land of milk and honey.
基督是那牛奶与蜜之地。
In Him we enjoy all the riches of God.
在他的里面我们才得享神一切的丰富。
Are we still enjoying the milk and honey today?
我们今天是不是还能够尝到那奶与蜜呢？
If we're not, may the Lord stir our heart to return to him.
如果我们没有的话，愿主能够激动我们的心，让我们能够归回向他。
As the Jews begin their journey to Jerusalem, they became runners of the heavenly way.
那当这些以色列人他们去到耶路撒冷的时候，他们就成为了一帮天路客。
Today, we must begin our journey to become runners of the heavenly way.
那今天我们也同样要起来，能够一起同奔这条天路。
But how can we become runners of the heavenly way?
但我们如何能够成为这一帮天路客呢？
或者说同奔跑天路的人。
奔跑天路的人呢?
In the 20th chapter of Hebrews, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the author of the Hebrews tells us how to run the heavenly way.
那就在希伯来书12章的作者就告诉我们，我们怎么样来奔跑这条天路。
He said, we should let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the thing which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
那他就说，让我们放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We have to lay aside the thing that so easily entangles us.
我们要脱下那容易缠累我们的罪。
But sister, if you look carefully, Bible said,that there is one single sin that entangles all of us.
弟兄姐妹，如果你们注意圣经的话，这里讲到的是只有一个罪，那是容易缠累我们的。
And how can this be?
那怎么会是这样呢？
We often are entangled by different things.
因为常常我们被各样的事情所缠累。
And yes, the Bible said there is one common thing that entangles all of us.
但圣经这里所讲却是有那一样共通的罪，它常常缠累我们。
It was the single thing that entangled entire people of Israel when they left Egypt on their way to Canaan.
那当以色列人他们离开埃及地去到迦南的时候，只有这一样罪那是缠累他们的。
It is the one thing that prevents them from enteringthe land of milk and honey.
有一件事情阻挡了他们，让他们没法进入那牛奶与蜜之地。
So what was the single thing that entangled them?
所以什么是那一样来缠累他们的罪呢？
It was unbelief.
就是不信。
So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief.
所以我们看到他们不能够进入是因为他们不信。
In the same way, it is unbelief that entangles all of us today as we become runners of the heavenly way.
所以同样的，当我们今天成为这个同样奔跑天路的人的时候，也是不幸来缠累我们。
Secondly, we have to lay aside every encumbrance.
第二，我们要放下各样的重担。
We cannot be a runner of the heavenly way if there is a burden upon us.
如果我们身上有一个重担的话，我们也没有办法成为这奔跑天路的人。
Encumbrance is not a good burden. Encumbrance is a bad burden.
那这个重担不是一个好的负担，而是一个不好的负担。
If we know the story of David,
如果我们熟悉大卫的故事
，when he was about to fight Goliath,
当他要与哥利亚来决战的时候
，put on his own armor on David.
扫罗就把自己的盔甲穿在大卫身上。
And David walked around in that big Saul's armor and said, I cannot go with this.
那大卫就穿着扫罗的装甲走了一走，他就说我没办法穿着这些去。
And David took that armor off and approached Goliath.
那大卫就把这些装甲脱掉，然后他去迎战哥利亚。
When Goliath saw David and Goliath approached David,
那当哥利亚看到大卫，他就迎着大卫过来的时候
，Then David run quickly toward Goliath.
那大卫就急忙的跑向哥利亚。
As he was running, he slung a stone and struck Goliath's forehead.
那当他这样跑的时候，他就甩出一个石头，就打中了哥利亚的额。
And he killed Goliath.
然后就杀了他。
Brothers and sisters, if there was an armor on David, there is no way David can run that quickly.
弟兄姐妹，如果大卫身上是穿着这个盔甲的话，他是没办法跑得这么快的。
David overcame Goliath because he lay aside that burden.
大卫得以胜过哥利亚，是因为他放下了自己的重担。
What was the meaning of the armor of Saul?
那扫罗的这个装甲，它意味着什么呢？
Why could Saul fight against Goliath?
为什么扫罗没有办法胜过哥利亚呢？
Saul was a head taller than anyone else.
因为扫罗比众人都高一头。
If you stay on a mountain, you look at the entire people of Israel, you can spot Saul very easily.
如果你站在山上来看以色列的众人的话，你很容易就能够看到扫罗。
Saul was gifted. He can even prophesy with the prophets.
扫罗也是有恩赐的，他甚至能与先知一起说预言。
Why couldn't Saul fight against Goliath?
但为什么扫罗不能与哥利亚来征战呢？
Because the burden of fear.
因为他有这个恐惧的重担。
Saul could not fight because he was greatly afraid.
扫罗之所以不能够征战，是因为他的心中极大的惧怕。
And the fear became his burden.
这个恐惧就成为了他的重担。
On the other hand, David had no burden of fear.
那另外一面的话，大卫的里面却没有恐惧的负担。
There was absolutely no fear in his heart.
在他的心中一点都没有恐惧。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to run the heavenly way, we must lay aside the burden of fear.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们想要来一同奔跑天路，我们需要放下心中恐惧的重担。
Brothers and sisters,When we have a burden, it's because we are afraid of something.
弟兄姐妹，当我们心中有重担的时候，是因为我们害怕一些事情。
For student, if you are afraid of the coming test, then the test becomes your burden.
对学生来说，如果你恐惧那个将要到来的考试的话，这个考试就成为你的重担。
For those who work, if you are afraid of being laid off, thenYour work will become your burden.
那对在工作的人，如果你害怕自己被解雇的话，工作就成为你的重担。
If we want to run the heavenly way, we must lay aside the burden of fear.
如果我们想要来跑这条天路的话，我们必须放下恐惧的重担。
We must lay aside the unbelieving heart.
我们也要放下那个不信的心。
And the burden of fear.
还有这个恐惧的重担。
But how can we do it?
那我们如何才能这样做？
It's easy to say than done.
常常就是说的容易做的难。
No one can remove the fear by himself if he has the fear in his heart.
如果我们心中已经有了恐惧的话，没有一个人能够把恐惧从自己心中拿走。
And no one can remove the unbelief in his heart.If unbelief already is in his heart,
如果你的心中已经有了不信的话，也没有一个人能够自己把这个不信拿走。
So how can we lay aside unbelief and fear?
所以我们如何能够放下不信和恐惧呢？
We lift up our eyes to the mountains.
我们要来举目仰望那山。
That's the beginning of Psalm 121.
这就是诗篇121篇的开始。
The beginning of running this heavenly way.
就是这个天路的奔跑天路的开始。
We lift our eyes to the mountains.
就是要向山举目。
We lift up our eyes to the mountains.
我们要向山举目。
And we see the Lord.
我们就能看到主。
And unbelief dissipate from our heart.
那这个不信就从我们心中慢慢散去。
When we lift our eyes to the mountains,
当我们能够向山举目。
And we see the Lord,
当我们看到主的时候。
The burden of fear disappears.
那个恐惧的重担也就消失了。
No one can do this by himself.
没有一个人能靠着自己做成这件事。
The only way for us to lay aside that fear, to lay aside that unbelief, is to lift our eyes to the mountains.
那唯有一件事情能够帮助我们拿掉心中的不幸和恐惧，就是来向山举目。
We cannot look down.
我们没有办法向下看。
We cannot look around.
我们也没办法向四周来看。
The more we look down, the more we are afraid of.
我们更多向下看，我们心中就更多恐惧。
We cannot look around.
我们也没办法向四围看。
The more we look around, the more we are afraid of.
我们常越向周围看，我们常常也会越多的恐惧。
Brothers and sisters, if you keep looking around, if looking down, you will never be able to run the heavenly way.
弟兄姐妹，如果你只是向周围看，向下看，是没有办法来奔跑这条天路的。
Saul did not lift up his eye to the mountains.
扫罗没有能向山举目。
He was greatly afraid.
他的心中大大的惧怕。
All the men of Israel did not lift up their eyes to the mountains.
以色列的众人也没能向山举目。
They fled from Goliath and greatly afraid.
他们就从哥利亚的面前逃跑，大大惧怕。
But David said to Goliath,
但大卫却这样向哥利亚说
：“You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin.
你来，你征战是靠这些枪和这些刀。
But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Lord.”
但我是靠万军之耶和华的名带领以色列众军的神。
We praise the Lord. David lift up his eye to the mountains.
我们感谢主，大卫能够仰向山举目。
When David looked up to the mountains, he was transformed.
当大卫能够向山举目的时候，他就能够改变形状。
No wonder we see in Hebrew.Chapter 12, verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
所以难怪我们看到在希伯来书十二章第二节那里讲到，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
When we lift our eyes to the mountain, we will see where our help comes.
当我们能够向山举目的时候，我们也能够看到我们的帮助从何而来。
Brothers and sisters, where our help comes.
弟兄姐妹，我们的帮助从何而来？
Psalm 121 tells us that our help comes from our keeper.
那诗篇121篇就告诉我们，我们的帮助是从那保护我们的而来。
In Psalm 121, one word that appears most often is the word keep or keeper.
那在诗篇121篇当中，有一个词出现的是最多，就是这个词保护或保护者。
It appears six times in such a short verse.
就在这短短的八节当中，它出现了六次。
Appear once in verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, verse 8.
在第三、第四、第五和第八节当中各出现了一次。
And it appear twice in verse 7.
在第七节当中出现了两次。
Psalms told us who our keeper is and how he can keep us.
那这个诗人就告诉我们，我们的保护者是谁，以及他怎样的来保护我们。
From verse 3 and verse 4, we see the Lord is the keeper of Israel.
从第三和第四节，我们看到主是那保护以色列的。
Who neither slumber nor sleep.
他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
From verse 5 and verse 6, we see the Lord.Is our keeper.
从第四和第五和第六节，我们看到主是我们的保护者。
Who is our shade on our right hand?
他在我们右边荫庇我们。
From verse 7 and verse 8, we see the Lord is the keeper of our soul.
从第七和第八节，我们看到主是保护我们性命的。
From this time forth and forever.
从今时直到永远。
So there are three aspects of our keeper.
所以讲到我们那保护我们的有三个方面。
He is the keeper of Israel.
他是那保护以色列的。
He is our keeper.
他也是那保护我们的。
He is the keeper of our soul.
他也是那保护我们性命的。
Let's look at the first one. The Lord is the keeper of Israel who neither slumber nor sleep.
我们先来看第一点，主是那保护以色列的，他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Verse 4, Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
第四节，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
The Lord is the keeper of the house of the Lord.
主是那一位来保护他的家的。
A shepherd is the keeper of the entire flock.
那牧者是来看顾全群的。
Not only he is the keeper of all, he is also ever on the watch.
那不仅他是那一位来保护全群的，他也是那一个时时刻刻都在看顾的。
He will neither slumber nor sleep.
他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Israel fell asleep.
以色列他们会睡着。
But the keeper of Israel was awake.
但那保护以色列的却是醒着的。
We will become weary.
我们里面会疲惫
But he is not weary.
但他不会疲惫
The psalmist said, He will not allow your foot to sleep.
诗人这样说他并不叫你的脚摇动
No, the mountain road can be slippery, narrow, rough and dangerous.
你知道那个登山的路它可能又窄又滑又尖又险
But our keeper will make our steps as steady as that of a deer.
但我们的保护者却让我们的脚能够如鹿般稳固。
In Psalm 116, actually, some sister prayed this morning, For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
诗篇116篇这样讲到，也是早上一位姐妹如此祷告的，主啊，你救我的命免了死亡，救我的眼免了流泪，救我的脚免了跌倒。
I shall walk in the land of the living.
我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。
How can we keep our feet from stumbling?
我们如何能够让我们的脚不致摇动呢？
How can we walk in the land of living?
我们如何能够在耶和华面前行活人之路呢？
We can walk and return to our rest because the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
我们能够前行归回安乐，是因为以色列的保护者也不打盹，也不睡觉。
He is the one that can keep us from stumbling.
他是那一位能够保守我们，让我们脚不致动摇的。
We can never keep ourselves from stumbling.
我们没有办法保守自己的脚不摇动。
He is the keeper of Israel.
但他是那保护以色列的。
Recently, we have a person who contracted COVID-19.
最近我们有一个人他得了 这个新冠病毒。
He came to the meeting without knowing that, you know, this person had contracted the virus.
那他来到聚会的时候并不知道自己已经这个感染了病毒。
And then he was tested a few days later.
那过去了几天之后呢他去参加这个检测。
During the meeting, this person attended.
那就在这个人他参加了这个聚会当中。
This person spent about half an hour together with two brothers in a small room.
那他就在一个小的房间里与两个弟兄大概共存了30分钟。
Those brothers had no idea.They were at risk.
那两个弟兄并不知道自己好像在这样的危险里面。
But our brother had complete rest before the Lord during those 30 minutes.
但在那30分钟当中，我们的两位弟兄他们在主的面前有完全的这个安乐。
How could they rest? Because the Lord is our keeper, is the keeper of Israel, who neither slumber nor rest.
那这两位弟兄如何能够安乐？是因为我们的主是那保护以色列的，他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
We thank the Lord who kept us, who kept the foot of our brothers from stumbling.
我们感谢主，他保守我们弟兄的脚不致摇动。
Later, both brothers will test negative.
那之后不久，两位弟兄同样检测都只是阴性。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot keep ourselves from stumbling.
弟兄姐妹，我们没办法保守自己不摇动。
All the safety guidelines that we put together cannot keep us from stumbling.
我们所能够组织的一切的这些安全的准则没有办法保守我们不摇动。
Whether we come in person meeting or we stay home and join online, that's not the differentiator.
我们或者来到这个面对面的聚会，或者是在家里线上聚会，这并不是那个区别的所在。
We cannot do anything to keep ourselves from stumbling.
我们没有办法做任何事情能够保守我们不摇动。
Only our keeper can keep us from stumbling.
唯有那保护我们的能够保守我们 不致摇动。
He is the keeper of Israel.
因为他是以色列的保护者。
One day, we will be kept from stumbling. And he will make us stand without blemish in the presence of his glory.
那有一天他也能够让我们在他的荣耀面前无瑕无疵的站立，让我们不致失脚。
But sister, how can we promise ourselves that one day I can stand in front of the Lord in His glory?
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够保证自己有一天在他的荣耀前不致失脚？
We cannot.
我们没有办法这样保证。
The Lord is the keeper of Israel.
但主是那保护以色列的。
So let us lift our eyes to the mountain to see the Lord is the keeper of Israel.
所以让我们能够来向山举目，来看主是那保护以色列的。
Who neither slumber nor sleep.
他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Second, the Lord is our keeper, who is our shade on our right hand.
第二，主耶和华是保护我们的，他在我们右边荫庇我们。
The keeper of Israel is our personal keeper.
那以色列的保护者也是我们个人的保护者。
The keeper of the house of the Lord is your keeper.
那保护以色列全家的也是保护你的。
The Lord is the keeper of your child.
主耶和华也是保护你孩子的。
The shepherd of the flock is the shepherd of every single sheep.
那全群的牧者也是每一个羊的牧者。
Remember that? The Lord is the keeper to the person possessed by evil spirit.
你记得吗？主耶稣是那一个被污鬼所附人的保护者。
He was the keeper of the woman who had hemorrhage for 12 years.
他也是那个患了12年血漏的女人的保护者。
He was the keeper of Apostle Peter in the courtyard of great priest.
他当彼得在大祭司的园中的时候，他也是彼得的保护者。
He was the keeper of Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus.
那当保罗去到大马士革的时候，那主也是他的保护者。
Brother and sister, today, who is our keeper?
弟兄姐妹，今天谁是我们的保护者？
May the Lord cause us to lift our eyes to the mountain to see the Lord is my keeper.
愿主能够让我们转眼来向山举目，认识到他是我们的保护者。
Verse 5, the Lord is your shade on your right hand.
第五节讲到耶和华在你右边荫庇你。
We all love the verses in Psalm 91. He said thatWe will dwell in the shelter of the Most High, while abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
那我们都很喜欢诗篇91篇当中这样讲到：住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
A traveler on the mountain road need a shelter sometimes.
那一个在山路上旅行的人，他有的时候会需要一个荫凉处。
And we thank the Lord, the keeper is our shade.
我们感谢主，因为那保护我们的就是我们的荫凉。
If we only lift out our eyes to the mountain, we will see the shadow of Almighty becomes our shade.
那我们若能够来向山举目的话，我们看到那至高、那全能者的荫下也会成为我们个人的荫凉处。
The creator of heaven and earth is your shade.
那天创造天地的造物主，他就是你的荫处。
If this is the case, nothing is too difficult for him.
那如果 这件事能够成就的话，那对耶和华来说就没有难成之事。
God's hand is not shortened today.
神的膀臂今天并非缩短。
Under the shadow of the Almighty, we will not be shaken.
在至高者的荫下，我们必不致摇动。
It is hard not to be shaken when school sends you an email every day that someone in your child's class had contracted virus.
嗯，在学校每一天给你发一封 email， 告诉你你孩子的这个班里又有人得了，被确诊为阳性的时候，是很难不被摇动的。
That's the case right now. For parents will receive that email almost every week, at least once a week.
嗯，我想对今天很多的家长来说，至少每周你们都会收到一封这样的邮件。
Someone in the class has contracted.
就是在这个班里有的人他们的被确诊为阳性。
How can we not be shaken?
我们如何能够不致摇动呢？
David said, Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
大卫说，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
When the shadow of the Almighty is so close to us, it is at our right hand, we will not be shaken.
当全能者他的印下是这样的，离我们如此之近，就在我们的右边的时候，我们便不致摇动。
The shade of a person is never far from that person, isn't it?
你知道一个人的印处或他的影子离他总不太远，对不对？
I discovered that when I was very young.
我从很小的时候就发现这一点。
One day I discovered my shadow.
有一天我就看到自己的影子。
I tried to see if I could run away from my shadow.
我就尝试想从自己的这个影子里面跑出去。
It was very frustrating.
那对我来说这是非常的沮丧。
A person can never be far away from his shadow.
一个人永远没有办法远离自己的影子。
When we have God as our shadow on our right hand, God is so near to us.
当神的影子就在我们的右手边时，他是离我们如此之近。
Brother and sister, what a grace and mercy that the God, the creator of heaven and earth, are so near to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等的恩典和怜悯，神那创造天和地的是我们的，就在我们的右边。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他也不离开我们，也不放下我们。
So the sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night.
所以白日太阳并不伤害我们，夜间月亮也不害我们。
God made the sun to govern the day and the moon to govern the night.
神造了太阳来掌管天，造了月亮来掌管夜。
He can protect us day and night.
所以他日夜都能够来保护我们。
He kept Israel in the wilderness by a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，他白日以云柱，夜间以火柱保护他们。
The pillar of cloud provide a shade to shield the heat from the sun.
所以日间的时候，这个云柱就成为一个遮盖，能够保受以色列人不被这个太阳所曝晒。
The pillar of fire diffuse warmth over the whole camp.To overcome the coldness of the night.
那在夜间的时候，这个火柱就让全部的以色列人他们能够得着这个温暖，以胜过夜间的这个寒冷。
Remember, this keeper is my keeper.
请记得，这一位保护者也是我们的保护者。
It's your keeper.
也是你的保护者。
It's your father's mother's keeper.
也是你父母的保护者。
It's the keeper of your sons and daughters.
也是你儿女的保护者。
We only have to lift up our eye to the mountain to see that.
我们只需要来向山举目，能够看到这一点。
Third, the Lord is the keeper of our soul from this time forth and forever.
那第三，就是耶和华是那保护我们性命的，从今时直到永远。
Verse 7 says, The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul.
第七节讲到，耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
This is the verse that the word keep appeared twice.
那这一节就是保护这个词出现两次的那一节。
So we should read this verse, the Lord will keep you from all evil, he will keep your soul.
所以我们应该这样读，耶和华要保守你，免受一切的灾害，他要保守你的性命。
Does this verse mean that we will never encounter evil?
那这是不是说我们永远都不会遇见灾害呢？
Does this mean that God will keep us from all harms and our life will be filled only with good things?
那这是不是说主会免受免我们遭到一切的伤害，我们的生活当中只有好事呢？
No, it does not.
那并不是这样说。
We see Abraham encounter evil as he fled to Egypt.
那我们就看到当亚伯拉罕他逃到埃及的时候，他也遇到灾害。
We also see Joseph encounter evil when he was in the house of Potiphar.
那我们也看到当约瑟在波提法家中的时候，他也同样遇到灾害。
Even our Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit to the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
甚至我们的主耶稣他自己也受这个圣灵的引导，到了旷野受魔鬼的试探。
This verse, verse 7 means the Lord will keep our soul as we encounter all evil.
第七节是说，当我们遇到一切灾害的时候，主会保护我们的性命。
It was God who kept Abraham from losing Sarah to Pharaoh.
是神保护亚伯拉罕，让他不致失去撒拉，不致让撒拉被法老夺去。
It was God who kept Joseph from the wife of Potiphar.
也是神能够保守约瑟免受波提法妻子的试探。
He was God who kept Jesus from the temptations of the devil.
也同样是神能够保守主耶稣免受魔鬼的试探。
God is the keeper of our soul.
神是那保守我们性命的。
If the soul are kept, all are kept.
如果我们的性命得以被保护，那我们全人都得以被保护。
The keeper of our soul can keep us from unbelief and fear.
那保护我们性命的也能够保护我们远离恐惧和不幸。
Unbelief and fear are two major weapons of the devil.
那不幸和恐惧是恶者的两个工具。
To attack our soul,
能够来攻击我们的性命。
And we cannot keep our soul, ourselves.
但我们自己没有办法来保护我们自己，保护我们的性命。
But the word said, the Lord is the keeper of our soul.
但圣经告诉我们，主是那保护我们性命的。
When we are afraid,we need to look up to the keeper of our soul.
当我们恐惧的时候，我们应当向山举目来仰望那保护我们性命的。
When we have unbelief in our heart, we need to look up to the keeper of our soul.
当我们心中有不幸的时候，我们应该来仰望那保护我们性命的。
Verse 8 says, the Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever.
第八节讲到，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord will keep us in all our ways.
主在我们所行的每一条路上都会保护我们。
He shall keep us from the time we go out in the morning until the time we come home in the evening.
从早上我们离家去工作的时候，直到晚上我们回到家，主都一路保护我们。
The Lord will keep all the work of our hand for the whole day.
在一整天当中，主也会保护我们手中一切的工作。
Then he will continue his keeping from this time forth and forever.
并且他要他的保护是不间断的，从今时直到永远。
When Apostle wrote the Second Timothy.
当保罗写到提摩太后书的时候，
He knew he was at the end of his life.
他知道自己离世的日子近了。
He knew the time of his departure had come.
他知道他离世的日子就要近了。
He had fought the good fight. He run, finished the course, and kept the faith.
他已经打了那美好的仗，也跑了他所当跑的路，也已经守住了他所信的道。
He was ready to be poured out as a drink offering.
他时刻准备好能够被当作奠祭献上。
So there's nothing that he was afraid of.
所以在保罗的心中，他无所惧怕。
But there's one thing in his heart.
但在他心中唯有一件事。
The churches in Asia and Europe.
就是那在小亚细亚和在欧洲的这些教会。
For which Apostle Paul has suffered.
那保罗是为他们受苦。
Who was going to keep them?
谁来保护他们呢?
Paul was about to leave.
保罗就要离开了。
Who will keep the churches?
谁来保护这些教会呢?
So then he wrote.
然后他这样写道。
For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced.That he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
他就这样写，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
Paul in his heart trusts churches to the keeper of our soul.
保罗在他的心中把这些教会能够交付那保护我们的。
He knew the keeper of our soul can keep us from this time forth and forever.
他知道那保护我们性命的能够保护众教会从今时直到永远。
Brother and sister, no one knew that we will be in the current situations in the end of January of 2022.
弟兄姐妹，没有一个人知道，在2022年1月末的时候，我们会是这样一种环境。
If we just reflect upon the past 2 years,
如果我们想一想过去的这两年
，Now things were looking very good in the end of 2019.
其实事情看起来在2019年的时候都是挺好的。
But suddenly, everything changed in the beginning of 2020.
但突然在2020年开始的时候所有的事情都改变了。
I believe God used these circumstances to awake us.
我相信神是用这样的环境能够让我们醒过来。
Perhaps we have been too comfortable of everything.
可能我们在各样的事情当中实在是太舒适了。
Maybe we live in Meshav and Kedar without any unease in our heart.
可能我们住在米舍和基达，但我们心中没有感到任何的不适。
Maybe we're so comfortable, we think we will stay the course. Stay the course. 对，我停留在那里。
可能我们是这样的舒服，我们就会停留在那里。
Just let those go to Jerusalem.
让他们去耶路撒冷吧。
Who want to go to Jerusalem, go to Jerusalem.
让那些想去耶路撒冷的去耶路撒冷吧。
But I'm just comfortable here. I'm going to stay in my hometown.
我在这里就很舒服了，我就留在自己的家里。
It looks very, very nice.
这里看起来非常的好。
But past 2 years change everything.
但过去的两年却改变了所有的事情。
Maybe Lord is telling us, arise, to return to Jerusalem.
也许是主在告诉我们起来回到耶路撒冷。
Become the runners of heavenly way.
能够来成为这一班奔跑天路的人。
If you are a runner of the heavenly way,
如果你是那奔跑天路的
you must lift your eyes to the mountains.
你就必须要来向山举目
to lay aside our unbelief and our fear
来放下我们的不信和我们的恐惧
Our help does not come from the world.
我们的帮助不是从这世界而来。
Our help does not come from the government.
我们的帮助也不是从政府而来。
Our help does not come from the people.
我们的帮助也不是从别人而来。
If we fix our eyes upon the Lord, we will see our help comes from our keeper.
如果我们能够来注目主耶稣的话，我们就知道那帮助我们的是从那我们的帮助者而来。
Only the Lord can be the keeper of Israel because he will neither slumber nor sleep.
唯有主能够保护以色列，因为他也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Not only the Lord is the keeper of his house, he is also our keeper, who is our shade on our right hand.
不仅他是保护以色列的，他也是我们个人的保护者，他在我们的右边荫庇我们。
If we trust the Lord as the keeper of our soul, he will keep us from this time forth and forever.
如果我们相信神是那保护我们性命的，他必保护我们从今时直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have unlimited amount of time.
弟兄姐妹，我们所有的时间不是无限的。
We do not have unlimited number of empty boxes.
我们也不是有无限的那样的空盒子。
We do not know how many boxes that will still come to us.
我们不知道还有多少盒子会来到我们当中。
We need to be serious about the box in front of us today.
我们应当对我们今天所有的这些盒子非常的严肃和认真。
We do not know whether there will be a box coming tomorrow.
我们不知道明天还会不会有盒子来到我们中间。
Nobody knows whether he will have another box coming next day.
也没有人知道明天是不是还会有盒子来。
So we have to seize the opportunity.
所以我们应该抓住机会。
We need to seize the opportunity to fill the things that is pleasing to the Lord into the box.
所以我们应该抓住这样的机会，把所讨主喜悦的事情能够填满这个盒子。
We don't have many, many opportunity left.
我们并没有很多的机会仍然存留。
Therefore, we need to come before the Lord.
所以我们应当来到主的面前。
Even during this difficult time.
就是在这艰难的时候。
And this difficult time made the opportunity even more precious.
那这样艰难的机会让这个机会，时间就让这样机会显得更加宝贵。
Every meeting is precious.
每一次的聚会都是宝贵的。
Every time you worship the Lord before his table is precious.
每一次你在主的面桌前能够来敬拜他都是宝贵的。
We don't know how many times that we will have the same opportunities.
我们不知道我们还有多少时间有这样的机会来敬拜他。
Therefore, we need to seize our opportunities.
因此我们要抓住这样的机会。
Treasure the time together before the Lord.
能够宝贵我们在主面前的时间。
Brother and sister, gathering together is a spiritual act.
弟兄姐妹，我们在一起的相聚是一个属灵上的行为。
It's not just one way.
不是这个单向的。
Gathering together physically is spiritual.
在一起的这样的相聚是属灵的。
So that day, on the day of Pentecost, even 10 days before the Pentecost, 112 disciples gathered together physically in a room.
所以就是在这个五旬节前的十天，有120个弟兄姐妹，他们聚集在一个小屋子里。
Being physical together is spiritual.
这个身体上能够聚在一起是属灵的。
Because you can sense the presence of the Lord in the body of Christ.
因为你能够在这个基督的身体上来感到他的同在。
Because you can receive that anointing coming from the head toward the beard, toward the end edge of the robe.
因为你能够感受到那个膏油从那个头上来流到胡须，来流到衣襟。
And sensing the presence of the Lord, receiving the holy anointing is spiritual.
能够感受到主的同在，能够接受到这个恩膏，这是属灵的。
So it has tremendous value.
所以它是有极大的价值的。
Therefore, we need to treasure these opportunities.
所以我们应该宝贵这些机会。
And we have to lay aside the unbelief from our heart.
我们也应该拿掉我们心，放下我们心中的不信。
Lay aside the burden of fear.
也能够放下那恐惧的担子。
We recognize the unbelief and the burden of fear were the tool of the devil.
也能够来认出不信和恐惧都是这个恶者他的工具。
Brother and sister, are we ready to be runners of the heavenly way?
弟兄姐妹，我们准备好要来奔跑这条天路了吗？
If our heart has risen and our feet have gone to the Lord, then this Psalm 121 is very precious to us.
如果我们的心能够被举起，我们的脚步也已经开始，那诗篇121篇对我们来说是非常的重要。
If we lift our eyes to the mountains,
如果我们能够向山举目，
If we teach our children to lift out their eyes to the mountains,
如果我们教导我们的儿女让他们能够向山举目，
If we encourage one another, lift our eyes to the mountains,
如果我们的彼此鼓励，鼓励大家一同向山举目，
We are going to experienceEverything written in Psalm 121.
我们就能够一同来经历在诗篇121篇所讲到的。
May the Lord open our eyes to see Him.
愿主能够开我们的眼睛，让我们看到他。
The Keeper of Israel.
那保护以色列的。
Our Keeper.
也是那保护我们的。
And the Keeper of our soul.
也是那保护我们性命的。
Father, we thank you this morning.
父，我们感谢你早上。
We still have this opportunity to gather this way.
我们仍有这样的机会能够这样相聚。
May this morning you lift our corporate eyes to the mountains.
愿早上让我们众人能够一同向山举目。
And to have that cry to the Lord.
让我们心中向你有这样的呼求。
Just as the psalmist in 120 cried to the Lord.
就好像这个诗篇120篇的诗人向你呼求一样。
May we not satisfy by living in Meshach and Kedar.
愿我们不是在米舍和基达就自以为美。
Cause us to depart from the hometown.
能够让我们离开自己所在的。
Take that journey to Jerusalem.
能够一同来到耶路撒冷。
Become the runners of the heavenly way.
能够成为那奔跑天路的。
Lift our eyes to the mountains.
让我们能够向山举目。
May you bless us this morning.
愿你早上祝福我们。
Keep this word in our heart.
能够让这些心扎根在我们里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。